What's up, Knicks fans? Morning Drive is back after the Orlando Magic came to town last night. And if you remember last year, early on, we lost two to those guys at home, and I felt like it stung. You know, it really left a stain on the rest of the season. So I've had this one circled for a while. I really wanted them to come out and make a statement. You know, get a good feel-good win for yourself and keep it moving. But the Magic came out playing some defense. It took a little bit for us to get into a rhythm, but Randle finally broke through. He was getting big on the boards. Starts bullying it down low. We see Brunson moving well with and without the ball. Mitch, big factor on defense here, you know, but a lot of fouls in this first quarter, you know, gave Cole Anthony the opportunity to hit some tough shots, you know, but we saw a beautifully threaded pass from IQ to Cam Reddish. I don't know if that hurts or helps your agenda, but ended that first quarter off on a high note. We're up six going into the second quarter, and little sloppy play to start the quarter here. Just turnovers, you know, from both teams. And just slow start. You saw a nice alley-oop, a pinpointed, accurate, inbounded alley-oop from Cam Reddish. Just continues to show the little things he could do. Hits Obi with it, slams that in. IQ hits Obi with another one. You know, and you really start to see the ball swing here. And on both units, you know, Randle starts looking like his MIP self. He's hitting those mid-range, one-legged step-backs, you know. Brunson using his body on defense. We're moving our feet. We're just not sticking with our guys tight enough. We definitely got to tighten that up. But Brunson using his body was huge. I felt like that was a big proponent in creating energy, you know, and Mitch fed off that. He had a nice putback towards the end of this quarter here. Really started pulling it out, getting some buckets as we ended the half. And he put in work. You know, his patience, his timing, his positioning, been huge in his success lately. Really, really nice to see. We're up six still at the half, 65-59. And we see Rose hit Randle with a nice dime to get the scoring started off for us in the third. But it just felt like we were going through the motions. There was no liveliness here at all. And to me, this is where Brunson needs the ball in his hands. You know, we need that energy from him because he does that. And he does get the ball and create that energy for us. I just feel like it definitely has to happen sooner, you know. But Randle fed off that energy. You see Fournier hit a three. RJ starts balling. He's hitting threes. He's throwing alley-oops. He's trailing the lane. You know, Obi hit him with a nice drop pass for a slam. And that's how, you know, that it's like, this is how we play. We know we can play like this. We got to do it more often. It's crazy. We blew the lead up to 14 to go into that final quarter. And then what do? We come out slow again. And this kills me because it's like we just ended the quarter off on another high note. And then we started off on a low. And against better teams, this is just not going to fly, you know. So this killed me, man. But again, Randle found ways to get it done. You know, he was getting to the rim, getting to the line. He found guys like RJ, who was, again, trailing the lane. You know, got a nice slam there. Helped bring the energy up, create some more separation. Brunson, again, put on for the city. Ended the game there, put the ball in his hands. You know, and he sets that tone. So, yeah, we got the win, 115-102. But I just feel like we should have beat them by more. You know, a lot of little sloppy things. Starts the quarters were just slow. We got to come out with tenacity. We got to come out with intensity. And I just feel like it'll make things easier for us the rest of the game. RJ, Brunson, Randle, all over 20 points. You love to see that. That was great. But again, like I said, I just felt like we could have done more. You know, it was a good win. Keep it moving. Let's work on what we got to work on. And just keep it on a checklist. At some point, we got to check it off and stop doing those things. You know what I mean? Turn a quarter and build on our play. So that's what I'm looking for. We got the Charlotte up next tomorrow at MSG. I don't know if you've seen it yet, but if you're rocking with me for 4 minutes long, I hope that you take the time to go check out my new show with Kyle Maggio, Sean Geddes, called TK Weekly. We break down the Knicks universe every week. And we do it in a fun and creative way. We really do. A lot of fun. We break it down into four quarters. Again, it's called TK Weekly. Go hit at the Knicks Wall. If you're not following them, throw them a follow. What are we doing if you're not? Come on now. And then merch. Let's go. I got hoodies. I got tees. If you want one, hit me up. Send me a message. I'll definitely hook you up. And that's it. I appreciate y'all rocking with me. As you know, it's always love. I'm out.